Stop 9. International Fountain, Boulevards of the World, Plaza of the States. This Seattle landmark has delighted children and adults since it was installed in 1962. It has a prominent central location on the campus and serves as a gathering place for visitors and the community. The design for the fountain was determined through an international competition. Two Japanese architects, Kazuyuki Matsushita and Hideki Shimizu, won with their submission to create a spouting sea urchin-type fountain with 177 nozzles.
See the fabulous fountain when at our World's Fair, spurting sculptured patterns of feet to make you stare.
At the fair, the fountain was synchronized with a light show and music, resulting in quite a spectacle. In 1995, the fountain was completely redesigned to make it safer to play in and more accessible for everyone. At the fair, people would wander the Boulevards of the World, the shopping area next to the International Fountain, and then stop to eat and chat with friends at the fountain.
The streets around the fountain were lined with shops from foreign countries.
That's Knut Berger. He experienced the fair as an 8-year-old. Now he writes for Crosscut.com and is the Space Needle's writer in residence.
One of the shops had a little water flume with water running, shooting down it, and in the flume were oysters. And for $1, you could pick an oyster and open it up yourself, and you were guaranteed a real pearl would be in this oyster. And I thought this was the most exotic, exciting thing ever. I could find my own pearl. And they gave you a certificate that said that you had gotten the pearl, like you had achieved something great. I just thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Situated near the International Fountain and Boulevards of the World, the Plaza of the States was an outdoor flag pavilion used for special occasions. Visiting governors, student marching bands, and other community groups gathered at the plaza, which had a flag for every state, used for concerts and events.